When you see a fire, you get to go right on the big red trucks. I mean, because who doesn't love to go right on a big red truck, right? I mean, I think we're all kids inside, and deep down inside, everybody wants to do that. I know life is kind of tough with all our commitments these days, you know, but if you have time to do that commitment, it is something you can push yourself to see what you're made of, you know, because you can push it as far as you want to. You know, you don't have to be that guy that runs into the burning building, you know, to volunteer as a firefighter. You just have to have that willingness to want to help. And there's plenty of things to do besides actually running inside the burning building. There's lots of stuff to do outside and afterwards that we need help with.
You said you can push yourself to see what you're made of, and you've been firefighting for a couple decades now. What have you learned about yourself?
I'm more resilient than I thought I was. You know, I've always been kind of a leader, you know, since starting in construction right during high school, you know, and I ran a framing crew right out of high school. So I knew I had that leadership in me, you know, and I was never afraid to like be that person to take charge. So that's helped me through my career, kind of going and helping other people, you know, teaching. I love the teaching aspect of it also. So once you learn something, then you can kind of help train the people underneath you that are coming up and see when you're teaching somebody and it clicks in them and their eyes get real big when they understand, like, oh, I get it now. You know, I think the teaching side of a person really enjoys that aspect of it.
So you're taking over from Jim Stolpe. He was the fire chief for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what you learned from working under him, from volunteering under him.
Jim was always good at like the political side of things, you know, so kind of learn how to deal with people and stuff, you know, because as far as like the incident management and stuff, you know, I've taken lots of classes on that aspect, you know, and we've clashed a little bit over the years, you know, kind of on how things we want done, you know, but he's shown me how to like deal with difficult situations and people and like dealing with the city and that kind of thing, you know, what that aspect of the chief role is, you know, because there's a kind of a political side to the chief.
What do you want to focus on as chief?
I think what we need to focus on is getting more people active in the department, because the fire side is, we have a lot of officers and we have a lot of people on the roster who haven't been coming around lately. So we need to touch base with them and see if they still want to come, because we need firefighters to fill the trucks. And right now we're lucky if we can get, you know, both rigs out of the hall with, you know, four firefighters in the back of each one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're only leaving with two on the engine out, and then the other people show up, and then two or three people jump on the second engine and show up, you know, so we definitely need more firefighters also.
Okay.
So the recruitment and retention is a big issue, always has been, you know, so hopefully we can maybe try some different tactics and, you know, push that forward.
Fire chief is a volunteer position. I'm curious why it's important to you, and you know, why are you going to spend so much time and energy on this role?
Well, I haven't been with the department in 20-some years. You know, I do have a love for the department and a love for firefighting, and I want to see the department succeed. You know, I have pride and ownership in the department. So, you know, I want to see it kind of grow into a more well-rounded organization, you know, because we have the three different branches, and they all kind of act a little separate at the moment. So I kind of like to corral everybody in and get that one department mindset back in like we used to have. I think the COVID kind of really pushed people away, you know, and so they weren't coming around because we couldn't have meetings and trainings and that kind of thing, you know. So people, I think in general across the country, you know, people kind of just shifted away a little bit from it. So it's trying to revamp back up that momentum to where we were pre-COVID, mm-hmm. you know, and get that mindset back in people and try to get them to come help.